Chapter 8 Trouble. In the early 1800s, shiploads of new immigrants arrived on America's east coast every week. They came from Germany, Ireland, Scandinavia, and other areas. Thousands of them moved west, taking over Native American hunting grounds. The pioneers chopped down trees and built cabins and farms in their place. Settlers hunted and trapped animals the tribes needed for food. Native Americans had lived in the area for centuries. Now, suddenly, pioneers said the land belonged to them. Many of the settlers were Johnny's friends, but many Native Americans were too. Johnny had learned a lot about life in the woods from them. In turn, they had shown him what to eat, what dangers to avoid, and how to survive in storms. Fighting was common between settlers and Native Americans. It made Johnny sad that there was trouble between his friends. It also worried him that more trouble had begun brewing between England and the United States. English ships controlled the seas, and they were seizing American ships. England also forced hundreds of American sailors to join its navy. At first, the American government fought back by refusing to buy English products or sell American products to England. Then, on June 18, 1812, the United States declared war on England again. The English army knew Native Americans were angry at the settlers. They asked the tribes to help them fight the United States. Some tribes agreed. This caused even more trouble between the Native Americans and the settlers. During the War of 1812, forests were extra dangerous. Both Native Americans and English soldiers were now fighting the settlers. One September night, settlers in Mansfield, Ohio, heard news that they would soon be attacked. Johnny volunteered to ride 30 miles to Mount Vernon for help. He rode all night, warning other settlers along the way. Later, people remembered hearing him ride in the darkness, shouting, "Run for your lives!" One man was so scared, he did exactly that. But he forgot to put his pants on first. Johnny didn't like fighting. If a settler wanted to fight, Johnny challenged him to a tree-chopping contest instead. At the end, the settler was too tired to be mad anymore. It was also a way to clear more land. If Native Americans wanted to fight with him, he tried to hide. Once, he escaped a group of Native Americans by lying down in a shallow creek for hours.